Our reading for today is from the book of Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 25. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong that he has done, and there is no partiality. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor David McIntyre, Zion Lutheran Church, Clinton, Louisiana.
Pastor preached a sermon on Jesus healing the blind men, the three stories of how he did it differently each time. Remember the first time he touched a man and he saw men as sticks. The second time he touched him, he saw perfectly. The second man he touched only once, and he could see perfectly. The third time, Jesus bends down, makes mud, puts it on the man's eyes, and sends him to the priest, and he could see perfectly. The pastor was convinced he did a good job and was satisfied with it. Until 6 months later, there were three new churches in town: the one touch, the two touch, and the mud in the eye church. Paul, in his letter to the Colossian church, warns them about externals, influences that are brought into the church, and draws the church from its central message and truth: the amazing sacrifice for man through Christ's death and resurrection, the love of God given to mankind who did not deserve it and did not earn it, but by grace had received it. In the church at Colossae, as with so many churches in those days, the struggle was between the Hebrew believer and the Gentile believer. the Hebrews demanded strict obedience to the law, even to circumcision. These conflicts that arise in the church have taken man's eyes off the central truth of God's grace in Christ and led him to believe that there was one small part, maybe 0.01% still left in his hands to do. Through philosophies and legalisms and spiritual revelations, through man's own struggles, man still seeks to complete the task for Christ. If there was such a finishing act, how would you determine it? Why, if three of you out there listening to my voice came together, I'm sure there'd be three different ways that we saw it. It's what we call adding the do's and the don'ts to our faith. Don't do this, don't do that. And every time we add a do or a don't, we pull ourselves from the cross because of our unworthiness to keep this. And if we have enough do's and don'ts that we constantly continue to fail at, then eventually we have doubt and eventually we have unbelief. Mankind just throws up his hands and says, what's the use? God comes to us in His Word to tell us that everything, the fullness of the Godhead, is revealed in Christ our Lord. The very act of salvation is complete, fully finished on the cross. And we, by grace and grace alone, are saved. Don't add to the cross. Don't take away from it. Hold on to it for life and everlasting life. Amen.
We thank Pastor David McIntyre for today's meditation on God's Word.